This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant in the last known pocket of resistance inside the shattered city of Mariupol have ignored a surrender or die ultimatum from the Russians and continue to hold out against the capture of the strategically vital port. Mariupol has been the site of merciless seven-week-old siege that has reduced much of the city to a smoking ruin. Its fall would be Moscow's biggest victory of the war yet and free up troops to take part in a potentially climatic battle for control of Ukraine's industrial east. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is now saying Russian troops in southern Ukraine have been carrying out torture and kidnappings, and he called on the world Sunday to respond. He said that there are torture chambers built there. He also said they abduct representatives of local government and anyone deemed visible to local communities. Zelensky said humanitarian aid has been stolen, creating famine. In occupied parts of two regions, he said the Russians are creating separatist states and introducing Russian currency, the ruble. Intensified Russian shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has killed 18 people at least and wounded at least 106 in the last 4 days alone, according to Zelensky. On what is supposed to be Christianity's most joyful day, Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in the senseless war in the Ukraine and other parts. Armed conflicts raging in the world and voiced worry about the risk of nuclear warfare. He said, may there be peace for war-torn Ukraine, so sorely tried by the violence and destruction of this cruel and senseless war into which it was dragged, speaking from the central balcony of St. Peter's Square. There's